want me to sit? Okay, right here. Right here.
Right here. Hi, I'm Fred, and I'm the right-hand man to the devil himself.
Welcome to Learning in Hell.
What's it like working for Satan?
Oh, gosh. He's a really misunderstood kind of guy. I tell you, he started this company way back in the day with a goal in mind, okay, to torture as many souls as possible. And I'm proud to announce that we're experiencing a hell of a fiscal quarter here.
What does he have you do?
Okay, now, well, since I got hired, I've been filling a bit of an executive assistant role. I've interviewed for other positions in the company, but of course, it's tough out there.
What was it like getting the job?
Well, I died pretty horrifically, and of course, I'm in hell. So, as you can probably tell, I didn't lead a great life. My last hoorah was burning down a hospital. He really liked that, said it showed great potential. That company needed it. You know, my CV stood apart from the other candidates. One thing led to another, and I sold my soul to the Dark Lord of the Underworld, and here we are.
What are your coworkers like?
Oh, geez, those guys, bunch of pencil pushers. Always trying to get good with the boss man. You know, Deborah down in accounting, well, was down in accounting, that brown noser. Her and a handful of demons attempted a corporate overthrow. But the big guy wouldn't have it. They're in the swamps of blistering sorrow right now. Yeah, how's that for a demotion, Deb? See you at the water cooler next never.
Many have heard reports that Lucifer himself is retiring. Is there any truth to those statements?
Now, hey, hold on a minute here. You know, the guy might be a few billion years old, okay, but I'll have you know, he's a rootin' tootin' tough SOB. I've never seen a man of a certain age like his be as spry as he is, you know. Yeah, you put a pitchfork on his hands right now, I guarantee the next 10,000 souls that come down here are in for a bad time.
What about the rumors that hell has lost its luster in the last few hundred years? Can you speak on that?
It's funny you say that. Since the merger, that is the merger of Hell and Earth, we've seen significant growth in shenanigans. Okay, now, I'm not one to step on a good joke, you see, but some of these live bodies, as we call them, are coming down here acting like they own the joint because they have free reign back on top. Or the middle, I should say.
Have there been any defectors?
You know, I really shouldn't say, but I'll be honest with you. And pardon my French, but hand to God, there hasn't been a single defector in a while. Not since that Jeff Dahmer tried to convert last minute, but I promise he's down here. Hey, Jeff, I'll see you at the Christmas party, you joker.
Do you have many celebrities who work the floor?
You know, most of those guys live the good life, fire bathing next to the lava pits of Lucifer's summer home or vacationing in the endless void. Lucky guys. Wish I could be there with them. We got a lot of work here. Somebody's got to do it.
Where do you see the company a decade from now?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I really like to see more of a focus put on the procurement of souls, okay? Retention's been good, but it could always be better. More diversity in the torture. I'll dunk anybody in the fire, you know, man, woman, child, old, young, doesn't matter to me. We also need better benefits. Those horns could use a good sharpen, if you know what I mean, a polish. Also, I hate the uniform. As you can see, once beautiful red shirts are a disgusting fuchsia. Better dry cleaners, I'll tell you. These are the cleaners from hell.
Is there anything you want to say to close us out?
Hey, Ma, I won't be seeing you down here, but tell Pop I'll see him real soon. God, you know, you guys have been a real treat. I hate I've got to stick all this broken glass up your butts and fill your mouths with live wasps, but you know the drill. Welcome to hell, gentlemen.
This has been another enlightening episode of Learning in Hell.